Number one, we saw earlier in the week that there's going to be some extra preschool happening.
Yeah, you know, and we've been talking about this for a couple of years because the Community Foundation is the one that really made a commitment to our preschool programs and our Title I schools, and they put forward seed money so that we've been able to add new preschools in our Title I schools over the last few years. And, boy, you can't thank the Community Foundation enough for that and their dedication and their commitment in saying that there's nothing more important right now than preschool, especially for kids who are at risk and getting them ready to learn in school. And there's a lot of research. The HT did a nice editorial about some of the research that's been done and how much further ahead it puts kids who get to go to these preschools later on down the road in terms of the reading, writing, and math skills. So it's a wonderful thing, and I don't think we can thank the Community Foundation enough for what they've done.
That's the Monroe County Bloomington Community Foundation that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And, Sue, there is no doubt anybody that knows anything about education on all levels knows the importance of this preschool to prepare students. And we've talked about it on this radio station that, you know, kids who show up at school who don't know what a color is,
right,
or don't know what their full name is, or don't know some of the things that, you know, they've never seen a book,
right,
those kinds of things, and how far behind they remain because the education system has a lot of students in it that have gone past that a long time ago.
Right, and
it's just not fair to them.
Right, and we know that it's, you know, the longer you wait, it's so much harder to catch up. And when we went through the first referendum 5 years ago, one of the things that people raised as a way to spend that money was to put it all into preschool so that we knew that every single kid going into kindergarten, first grade, second grade, all had the skills to learn adequately. Obviously, we didn't do that, but I think that's the importance that so many people attach to preschool. And Keith, you're so right. People will argue a whole lot about, you know, what does class size mean, what's the maximum, what's the minimum, how much of an effect does it have. There are a lot of different ideas, but preschool, you know, you just can't find anyone who won't agree that preschool, especially for kids at risk, is so vital for them to be able to stay on track and then move forward and be able to advance with their cohorts.
The unfortunate part about it is that by necessity, these classes are about 20 students in a class.
Right.
There's just not enough money out there to get all of the students who need it into that. Now, Indiana's trying to do some things, but it's so limited in the scope, you know, and in specific areas of the state, and it's just not enough money to even make a dent.
Well, yeah, Keith, you're right, and unfortunately, the state of Indiana had a chance to fund preschool, and
yes,
they decided not to because the governor wanted to have some control over, and it would have been federal funds, and certainly our Title I schools, where we're funding this, is partially funded with Title I grants, but, you know, at this point, nobody's telling, I'm not sure anybody is telling us how we have to teach these preschools, because it's curricularly based. It's not babysitting. It's not child care. This is curricularly based, as is our Ready, Set, Grow programs that is also a preschool program in some of our other schools, but it's fee-based. And so we have several different options for parents to get their kids going. But Keith, you're right. We need more. Yeah, we can't have enough right now.
And how do people find out about the potential for their child to get into this program, Sue?
They're on the MCCSC website, the tab under, I believe it's under corporation. No, it's under departments. And there's a preschool tab, and it describes where the preschools are, the Title I preschools, and where transportation is provided, because for these Title I preschools, for children who live in those districts, the transportation is provided. So that information is available, and if people want to just call the school corporation, it's 812-330-7700, and somebody there can help them.
Now, we've got a meeting coming up next Thursday at the library about the referendum. Explain what that's about.
You know, I think, Keith, you're one of the first people who saw Superintendent DeMuth present her referendum information to Rotary. And you exclaimed about it, and she did it for the school board, and she's done it a couple other places. This is a great presentation that shows where we came, where we have come from with the referendum, exactly how that money has been used, where it has been used. It divides down everything. It describes what people wanted in the referendum. And then she and Tim Thrasher, so they're going to look at the referendum looking backward, looking what it has done, and then looking forward as to what a new referendum in 2016 could do for us. So I think this is a great opportunity, especially for people who question, where did that money go? How was it spent? Was it really spent the way in which the school board said it would be spent? This is just a great overview. And with her PowerPoint and with the graph, with the graphs and the tables and the data, it's broken down in a real easy way to understand. Because as we know, school finance isn't always easy to understand.
Our guests this morning are Sue Wanzer and Keith Klein. They both serve on the MCCSE school board. Keith serves as president. The referendum, you have to have it to run the way you're running, correct?
It
can't run out, can it?
No, and Mike, that's vital. This isn't something that's going to... it's not a new referendum. It's a continuation of what we've been doing. If we want to continue what we're doing, all we're asking is to continue what turned out to be a pretty minor property tax for property owners in the school corporation. I can't imagine that we're going to ask for any more. We may be asking for less because every year the tax rate has been less. It's gone down, and that's what we promised. If we didn't need the entire amount which was legislated, we would not take the entire amount. So each year it's gone down a little bit. But that's a great point, Mike. It's to continue what we've been doing right now.
Well, in an answer to Mike's question, I don't think it's a secret that we are moving ahead toward another referendum. And you make the excellent point that this is not additional money. It's a continuation of the money that's being spent now. And I think the other cogent point that you made is that not one time in this referendum that was passed back then have we ever used the full amount of money that we were allocated.
Right. And yeah, and
haven't
and
used the full amount of money or haven't used the full rate?
Well, the rate is what determines the money, right. You're correct.
Right, okay. Right. We haven't established a rate which was the maximum that we could have. It's always been a little bit less each year. So each year that property tax assessment that people are paying has gone down a little bit. And that was a promise that was made, that if we didn't need it, if we didn't have to use it, we wouldn't use it. We wouldn't ask for it. And I can't imagine we're going to do anything differently going forward. But this will be a great time, too, I think, if people have some specific questions. Between Tim Thrasher, our Director of Business Operations, and Superintendent DeMuth, there'll be a lot of information and a lot of chances for people to get their questions answered.
Well, and I think one of the things that's going to point out is what we learned from the last referendum, and part of it is that there was some confusion. Maybe we didn't do as good a job as we should have of explaining how the money would be used, what was earmarked as targets for the money, and as a result, there was confusion about how the money was going to be spent. And I think one of the lessons learned is we will be specific about the areas in which the money will be asked for this time.
Right, and I think you're right, Keith. We'll be much clearer. I don't think we realize there is that kind of misunderstanding or that kind of confusion, and so we need to do a better job, too, of explaining going forward how that money will be used. And that I think, will be part of that presentation,
right,
is in talking about how we describe how that money is going to be used. So I would encourage anybody to try to get over to the library Thursday, the 26th, at 7 o'clock.
Now, I had somebody ask me the other day, how is that poll going that's being conducted by the MCCSC?
I don't know. How is it
the
going?
The one on the,
what are we gonna
the
do
calendar?
Pardon?
The calendar?
Calendar?
Oh, that one. Yeah, which day do you want it? I don't know. Have you seen that? It was supposed to close the 16th.
Right. And so we haven't got the results in yet.
Right, but we'll see it probably Tuesday.
Spring break. What do you think anybody's working this week? What are you, nuts?
I would expect that we'll get some information on what they found out preliminarily.
Is this for the snow days?
No, we're setting up for another three-year calendar.
Oh, no, I'm okay. Keith and I are talking about two different things. I was talking about the survey that went out do you want to take the day before Election Day as a make-up snow day, or do you want to just take it at the end of the school year along with the other 3 days?
We got options, baby.
We got two calendar issues.
We got lots of polls, lots of surveys going on.
So anyway, I think that poll was supposed to close on the 16th. A decision was going to be made after spring break. So I would imagine that Tuesday at the school board meeting we'll be talking about it, because we can't wait too long to tell people when we have to be in school to make up snow days.
What time is the school board meeting on Tuesday?
6 p.m.
6 p.m.
And that's open to the public?
Yes, please come. Certainly after our celebration at the beginning, where we recognize some of our students and staff and families, we'll have public comment, as always, and people are invited to address the board on anything
they
want. In
the administration building on North Drive.
Yeah, go to South High School, go north, and I think you park in the east lot if you're not facing west.
That's great, Mike.
It's confusing, for sure, but people know where it's at. And you can find all this information online at mccse.edu. Sue, feel better, and we'll get caught up with you next Thursday.
Thanks, and I also want to say thanks to Jenny Vaughn, my friend, who I was one of several people who thought she would be a great keynote speaker, and I'm so looking forward to her on Wednesday addressing the Women's History Month.
Well, good, though. We want a full report from you and Jenny next Thursday.
Okie dokie.